William, please
Thank
talk
you.
Up.
This is William Hairwagon. I'm the secretary from the 2015 Audit Committee, and we're going to, among other things, try to have elections today. I'm going to call the roll. Sasha Futron?
Here.
Okay. Janet Cobran?
Present.
Thank you. Margie Wilkinson? I think someone said she's not coming.
That's correct.
Thank you. Grace Aaron?
Here.
Thank you. Jonathan Alexander?
Here.
Thank you. Dorothy Reich?
Here.
Thank you. Myla Resson?
It's Reason, and I am here.
Reason. And you're here. Sorry about that. Reason.
No problem.
Thank you. Wesley Bethune? Don't hear anything. Venetia Patel-Adams? I don't hear anything. Nancy Sibera Naratomi? I don't hear anything. Deborah Shafto? I don't hear anything. William Hairwagon, that's me. I'm here. Frank Lefever? Don't hear anything. Ron Pinchback? I don't hear anything. Nancy Sorden?
Here.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 out of 15 present. So we could start the meeting. If anybody has the agenda in front of them, bring it up yet.
We're going to elect a pro tem chair and secretary after
okay.
the roll call.
Very good. Thank you. So are there any nominations? You said pro tem.
Correct.
That's what's on the agenda, which I can't see now, even though I wrote it. It's okay. So for pro tem chair, any nominations?
I'd like to. This is Myla Reason, and I'd like to nominate Jonathan Alexander.
Okay. Jay Alexander by.
No, I'd like to nominate Bill Crozier.
He turns out he's not on the committee, John.
Oh, really? Awesome. Okay, fine. I'm not a really good person to chair this. I don't accept the nomination.
You do not
I do not. I nominate Grace Aaron, however.
Okay.
I'd prefer not to. I have a question, however. I believe that it has to be a PNB director to chair.
No.
Okay. Don't all committees of the PNB have to be chaired by a PNB director?
No.
No.
Okay. Then I would like to, if she'll accept it, nominate Myla Reason to be the chair in lieu of myself.
Oh.
I second the nomination. Sorry.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Yay. Okay, so we have one nomination. Anybody else want to nominate anybody to be pro tem chair?
I hear no
okay,
other.
So I guess that's it. So we'll have hello, somebody saying something? So we're going to, if nobody is trying to say something, then that means we close the nominations. And Myla Reason, since there's no other nominations, I would move or declare that that's by acclamation. Unless some people want to vote again. Anybody object?
Okay.
No objection.
Was that an objection or someone saying?
No, that was no objection.
Okay, so I'm going to take the reins now. This is Myla Reason, and I'm acting as pro tem chair of the 2016 audit committee meeting of this March 22nd. Is it the 22nd or the 21st? I don't know. I'm sorry. And now we need to elect a pro tem secretary. Do I hear any nominations?
This is Janet. I nominate William.
Are there any other nominations? Are there any objections to William acting as secretary for this meeting? Hearing no objections, and do you accept, William?
Yes.
Okay, so hearing no objections, William Hairgarden, did I pronounce it correctly, William?
Hairwagon,
excuse me, will be acting secretary pro tem for this meeting. And now we will move on to the approval of the minutes of the previous meeting. Is there any discussion?
Janet, point of information.
Thank you.
Well, actually, the minutes that William sent out were for January 26th. Is that correct, William?
I'm sorry, say again?
The minutes that I have, the only minutes draft that I have are for January 26th.
Correct.
And I just wanted to, sorry?
I'm saying that's correct.
And didn't we have a meeting after that? The committee had a meeting?
No. What happened was it never got on the calendar. And so that's when I started some emails, and we decided to put it on for today. So we did not have one in February.
Okay, so these minutes are for last year's committee meeting, correct?
January. I guess you could say so. I think most everybody on this list wasn't at the meeting, right?
Sasha, with a question. I wasn't at the meeting, obviously, and so I'm not going to vote on the minutes, but I would be interested in getting a copy.
Same here.
Okay, I guess I'm thinking that I had sent it to everybody. Let me look.
Well, since you didn't receive any
February. When would that have been?
That was sent February 27th. With Nancy Sorden, I can read the list. Grace Aaron, Jonathan Alexander, Wesley Bethune, Frank Lefevre, Dean Venetia, Pat Sal Adams, Ron Pinchback, Dorothy Wright, Myla Reason, Nancy Sitari Naratomi, Deborah Shock.
Okay, so it appears.
This is Sasha. My name is not, you did not read my
Sasha's
name.
Not on, no, you're not on this email. Mm-mm.
Right. And
that was before the KPFA LSB elections for the PNB committees.
I know. What I said was I would appreciate it if somebody would email me the minutes. I would like to see them, even though I obviously will not vote on them. I will not vote on them because I wasn't.
Okay. Okay. So this is Myla again. Let's go ahead and vote on the approval of the minutes. And anyone who was not in attendance and doesn't feel that they can approve the minutes can abstain, and anyone who feels that they are satisfied with the minutes can approve of them.
This is Grace Aaron. I have a point of information.
Sure.
Okay. I see an email that was sent out on February 27th. For draft minutes for January 26th, and that meeting did not reach quorum. Is that correct? William Hairwagon?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Okay, so do we need to approve minutes if quorum was never reached?
Yes, we do.
Janet would hurt.
Janet, do you have something to say?
Well, yes. There was a new bylaws amendment that was approved last year that requires minutes for meetings that do not reach quorum.
Okay. All right.
So, William, would you go ahead and call the roll so we can vote on the approval of the minutes?
Okay, so this is for the minutes of January 26, 2016. Yes means you approve the minutes, and no means you do not. And I'd just like to add, even if you were not at the meeting, doesn't mean you have to object if you've read the minutes and think that they make sense. Okay, Sasha Futron?
Abstain.
Okay, Janet Coburn?
Abstain.
Margie Wilkinson is, I think, not here. Grace Aaron?
Abstain.
Jonathan Alexander?
Abstain.
Dorothy Reich? Wesley Bethune? Venetia Patel Adams, Nancy Sidbarra Naratomi, Deborah Shafto, and myself, William Sherwagon, I vote yes. Frank Lefevre, Ron Pinchback, Nancy Sorden.
Abstain.
Abstain. And who? And I did not. So
and
I have
and
one.
And the chair abstains as well.
Okay, I was going to ask you after I gave the count, but okay. And the chair is Myla. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 abstentions and one yes.
Okay. So the minutes are approved by one person. Okay, so, pardon me?
Well, this is Janet.
Please.
I don't feel comfortable that to approve minutes with one vote.
Okay, so what do you propose, Janet? I'm happy to hear your guidance on this.
Well, it's hard to propose anything because, unless the other members who are not present,
just note what the roll call vote was, and let's get on with it. The meeting.
Please, yes.
All right.
Okay. So. Now, the next item on the agenda is agenda approval. Does anyone object to I actually would very much like to get the auditor on this call. I mean, I think that we need the auditor to be on the call in order to proceed as a in a meaningful way. William, can you get the auditor on the call, or is it up to me as the new chair to try? And may I ask you whether you made any attempt to get either the auditor or the CFO on this call?
No, I did not, and I have never spoken to either one. And I had suggested that we could add to this agenda talking to the CFO, because some people wanted to do that, but that's... I didn't, so we'd have to amend the agenda to do that.
Okay. Do you want to make a motion to that effect? And I would actually like to make a substitute proposal if you do.
No, I'm not making a motion. Somebody else wanted to do that, and I suggested it could be added to the agenda.
And where on the agenda would you like to add it?
No, not me. If somebody else wants to do it.
Okay.
Fine. I'll motivate it if necessary.
I'm sorry. Is this Jonathan?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm back on the call. This is Jonathan. It would be a good idea to have the CFO on the call.
I'm thinking, Jonathan, that it would be probably better to have the auditor on the call since the auditor actually works for this committee. And
are they available?
Sasha, with a question.
Sure.
My understanding is that the auditor hasn't been paid. So is the auditor really going to take a meeting?
Well, I'm not sure, but what I'd like to do is I would like to put on the agenda for our next item of business after agenda approval.
Point of order, Janet.
Sure.
So, with all due respect, you are chairing this meeting.
So
but,
I can't make proposals?
Well, I mean, I would hope that you would ask for others to...
Oh, okay.
For input, and I would like to say something at some point whenever I'm recognized.
Okay, you're recognized now, Janet.
Oh, all right. So the items, well, first of all, I think I had suggested via email that either the CFO or the auditor be invited to this meeting, but in any case, I don't remember that. But we have items that we really are not informed about that I don't see. The only discussion that we could have on the 24 audit status and the 2015 audit would be based on hearsay or whatever. It wouldn't be based on real information.
Right.
So I move to postpone those two and also item 8, discussion of previous management letters, to postpone those to the next meeting when we would invite the auditor to be on the call. And also have some documentation.
Okay,
This is Grace Aaron.
Okay, Grace, go ahead.
I'd like to make an amendment to that motion. If mm-hmm. that's is that a motion?
Yes.
Oh, Janet.
Oh.
Okay, I'd like to,
yes.
to make an amendment that the CFO and the auditor, if there is an auditor at the moment, be asked to be present on the next call, and that the next audit committee meet no more than 7 days from today. I think the notice has to be a minimum of 7 days, so I suggest that we meet next Monday night because completing the audit is extremely urgent if we want to retrieve our CPB funding. So I'd like to suggest that we meet again a week from tonight at the same time, same number, or whatever.
Does anyone second that proposal by Grace Aaron?
No second is necessary in committees.
Oh, okay. So I'd like to call would someone be willing to call the question?
No calling the questions on committee meetings. Sorry.
Okay. Okay, thank you. So let's have a vote. William, would you
point of information. You have no discussion about these things before you vote?
Oh, okay. Let's go ahead and open it up for discussion. Who would like to speak for and against? Can I have someone speaking in favor of Grace Aaron's proposal, motion?
Amendment to Janet's motion.
Thank you.
I'll speak for it.
I don't know. You know, this is Sasha, and I don't know whether I'm speaking for or against it. I guess it's a point of information, although technically not.
Okay, Sasha, you have the floor.
You know, some of us are new to this committee, and, you know, it says that there's going to be, you know, I thought we were going to get caught up on what's been going on, and I understand that that might be a bias in one direction or another or in six different directions being caught up on the audit status discussion. But some of us would like to know a little bit about what's going on. And you're going to have a meeting that this is a non-meeting. I mean, this is another typical waste of time, and we're in serious financial straits. So I personally would like to have a discussion where people can say where they think we are with the audit status who have been on this committee.
Right. You know, I'm sorry, this is Sasha. Listen, we actually have a place on the agenda for discussion. And if we're actually right now trying to approve our agenda. So what we're doing right now is we have entertained a motion to invite either the CFO or the auditors as the next order of business.
Janet, to the stack.
I have a question.
And Grace, to the stack.
So that would not do away with the items 6 and 7, which is a 2014 audit status discussion and a 2014 audit discussion and
right.
a 2015 audit discussion. We would still have those discussions.
Okay.
Point of order?
Yes. Question, would we still have those? Because my understanding was that Janet's proposal was to do away with items 6, 7, and 8. Which
not do away with supposed
to... No meeting.
Oh.
No, not at all.
All right.
Excuse me.
Point of order, William, or maybe it's a point of information now.
Yes, William, you're recognized.
Yes, my understanding of the original motion that Janet Coburn made was to postpone 6, 7, and 8.
Oh,
and
yes.
Now,
right.
So that means they would not be discussed tonight. And then Grace Aaron proposed that we have a meeting. First she said Monday, but I think she meant Tuesday, which would be technically tight. Next Tuesday would be the 29th.
Okay.
Inviting, and I think you can't say and or. You have to say exactly what you mean. The CFO and the auditor, or say just the CFO or just the auditor. So I have to be clear before we make any votes.
Okay, this is Grace to the stack, so I can clarify.
Who is there anyone else on the stack before Grace?
Yes, Janet.
Okay, Janet, you've got the floor.
Well, I mean, this is somewhat of a complex motion now. Part of it is postponing certain items, and yes, the original motion was to postpone the items 6, 7, and 8, so that would mean we would not discuss it at this meeting. And then another part of it is to invite, and I understood Grace to say both the CFO and the auditor, not one or the other. That's another part. And then in addition, the amendment would include to have a meeting, the next meeting next Tuesday, and you know I agree that it, I'm assuming that Grace meant next Tuesday.
Yes, I did. Right,
and so it's a complex motion now, but I also wanted to point out that next Tuesday there's a finance committee meeting.
Okay.
To let you know that. I do not want us, as I said when I introduced my motion to postpone, to just talk about what we think we know.
Wait,
about the audit.
Just a second. We're getting a lot of extra noise. Would people please mute their phones? Thank you. Go ahead. Proceed.
Right. So anyway, so I do not, you know, that's why I moved to postpone, not so that this meeting would not be a matter of discussion of what people think. But I also wanted to mention when it comes to discussion, Milo, you said something about discussion would come later or something. What we're doing now is discussing this motion, which that's in order to discuss the motion.
Right.
And or the amendment. I'm done.
Thank you. So, Grace, would you like to restate your substitute motion with respect to the agenda?
Well, it was an amendment. I don't have any problem with discussing the audit status or anything else on the agenda personally, so that might be a difference between my viewpoint and Janet's. However, I would say that we should schedule a meeting for next Tuesday evening, and it's perfectly acceptable to have it on the same night as the Finance Committee because nobody on the Finance Committee can be on the Audit Committee. So it's the perfect time to have an Audit Committee meeting.
Would the CFO be at both committee meetings?
Information?
Well, that's a good point.
I would entertain amendment to your motion to ask for the auditor to be present, because most likely the CFO will be on the Finance Committee call, and it's more likely that we'll be able to get the auditor on our call for next Tuesday. Would anybody be willing to?
This is Grace.
Uh-huh.
I would like to invite both the CFO and
they can't, but
the
auditor. I believe there's a conflict, Grace.
There may be a conflict. There may not be a conflict, but it's possible that the auditor has not been engaged or has not been paid, so we may not be able to get the auditor, in which case we need to speak to the CFO to see what's up with the audit.
Janet, you have the floor.
Well, yeah, again, the CFO is on the Finance Committee. So the CFO, he would be at any meeting, he would be at that meeting. So, a way around this would be to just try to do it the following Tuesday, which would be April 5th. And invite both the CFO and the auditor. But I don't know if I can make another amendment. I'd like to if I could. Instead of the 29th of March, the next meeting be April 5th.
This is Grace Aaron for the STAC.
Grace, unless there's anyone else on the STAC, I recognize Grace.
Okay. I would not want to delay substantive review by this committee for 2 weeks, since we need to get on with this audit, and any delay is harmful, I think, to Pacifica and to the process. So I'd like to make it sometime next week. If Tuesday is not feasible, how about Wednesday? I'm looking at the KPFTX calendar. Let's see, a week from today would be the 29th, so it could be on March 30th.
The coordinating committee meets on the 30th, and the CFO plus myself would be in that meeting.
And Nancy Sorden as well.
Okay, what about Thursday, the 31st?
Thursdays are usually set aside in case another PNB meeting is scheduled.
Then I'd like to make a motion that we meet on Thursday, March 31st, 2016, unless there is a PNB meeting, in which case the date will automatically become Tuesday. What is that, April 5th?
Do you need today's notice?
Which is at the same time as the Governance Committee.
Is there any discussion on Grace's motion?
Yes.
Wait a second. Let me revise that before I state it, because there's a conflict with the Governance Committee on Tuesday.
Okay.
So how about we make it Monday, April 4th? There's nothing on April 4th.
Okay. Is any discussion on making our next meeting Monday, April 4th?
That wasn't the amendment. It was to have it on Thursday, either Thursday, the 31st.
Right.
And if there is a PNB meeting that supersedes it, then have it on Monday, April 4th.
Okay. Is there any discussion on Grace's motion so stated?
Yes, Sasha.
And Janet.
Okay, Sasha, Janet, and then Nancy. Go ahead.
William.
Okay.
So as I understand it, so this is going to be posted, both meeting days will be posted so that you meet the 7-day requirement, because if you find out in the last moment that there is going to be a Thursday PNB meeting, there won't be enough notice given for this meeting.
Correct.
Correct.
And so we are now, and a question, we are now I have other things to say about this change of the agenda. Are we just discussing the meeting date at this point?
We're just discussing whether or not to put this on the agenda.
To put what on the agenda?
To put this motion that was just made by Grace Aaron to have our next meeting on Thursday, April 31st.
I don't understand. You're not putting it on the agenda. We're voting on it now. It's. What does that have to do with the motion that Janet made?
Nancy from KPFT. Sorry.
It seems to me that the whole motion has to do with canceling the three items that are on the agenda to which there is any discussion. In other words,
not
this meeting.
Excuse me. I believe that this is a substitute motion that would keep discussion on the agenda.
This is an amendment to our motion that is not adding these meeting dates to it. It is just saying we're going to have a meeting and we're going to invite these two people on one of two different dates, the 31st or the 4th, but we are going to continue with items 6, 7, and 8 tonight. Is that correct?
William is the secretary. That's not correct.
Yes, William.
That's what I thought is not correct, because they keep saying that's what's going to happen. It's not my understanding. My understanding is that the motion that's on the floor would get rid of items 6, 7, and 8 and change.
Excuse me, who is speaking right now?
Sasha.
Okay, Sasha. Thank you.
My understanding is that this motion that is on the floor would cancel items 6, 7, and 8, which would leave us with other business and adjournment for this particular meeting. And this motion also would suggest that the meeting be on March 31st, and if the PNB should meet, that instead it be on April 4th. And I also mentioned that obviously notice has to be given 7 days in advance of the August 4th, so if you find out on the 30th or something like that, there's going to be an emergency PNB meeting, that will not be 7 days. I wanted to point that out.
Okay, this is the chair. Listen, let's get back. What we're actually on right now is approval of the agenda and whether or not to put on the agenda before as the next item, whether or not to have a special meeting.
Janet,
hold on. You don't have the floor.
Sorry.
Nancy Thornton was on the staff.
Okay. Listen, what we're voting on now is whether or not to place on the agenda whether or not we will have a special meeting and who we will invite and so forth. And that's simply the next agenda item. So,
Janet, point of order.
Okay. Janet?
That is not my understanding of what we are voting on. There is and I would like to hear from the secretary to clarify what we are voting on.
What
we are discussing and voting on.
Well, we're on agenda approval.
Exactly. So can we hear from the secretary about what, because there were two motions, and it seems to be confused by this discussion. So can we hear from the secretary? Thank you.
Mr. Secretary, would you please enlighten us?
Okay. We had the motion by Janet Coburn to postpone 6, 7, and 8 to the next meeting.
Right.
Then Sharon made an amendment changing the date and inviting the CFO and or auditor, was her original question, now maybe both. And now she's changed the date a couple times.
Right.
And she's got the 31st of March or the 4th of April.
And that would be inserted into the agenda between items 5 and item 6, is my understanding. Am I right, Grace? Is that your proposal?
Yeah, we could discuss it after we approve the agenda.
Sure. Okay, great. Okay. So I would entertain a motion to vote on whether or not to insert Grace's substitute motion as the next item on our agenda.
Well, this is William, but I'd have to do the roll call on this. That's not what's going on. There's a motion and there's an amendment. You can't just ignore the original motion.
Right. So first we vote on. It's my understanding. Wait. It's my understanding that the order is to first vote on the substitute and then vote on the original.
It's not a substitute. It's an amendment.
Oh, the amendment. Okay. So I think we need to vote on the amendment offered by Grace Aaron.
And that would simply be
to amend the agenda so that we would have a discussion about whether or not to have our next meeting on the 7th.
Correct.
You know, when we will schedule our next meeting.
Not correct. This is William. It's to amend Janet Coleman's motion.
Right.
To have the postponement of the three items, 6, 7, and 8, and then also at the same time talk about when the next meeting is, which may invite guests. So you have to, if this amendment is approved, then we go on and do the original motion as amended. And then if that passes, then that amended motion is added to the agenda.
Right.
Okay. Janet, point of information.
Wait, whose point of information?
Janet.
Okay, Janet.
So it was my understanding that Grace's amendment initially said that the next meeting would be March 29th, and then there was a change. May I finish, please? And that the next, then there was a change that, it would be Thursday the 31st and or Monday the April 4th.
Janet, I really think we need to streamline this, and instead of talking about all the various iterations of the motion, I think we need to simplify it, and I would entertain a motion to just put on the agenda discussion of whether or not to have an emergency meeting as soon as possible.
Janet, point of order.
Okay.
We have a motion and we have an amendment to the motion, and we have to vote on that, on the amendment first and then the motion, and then, if you want, have your recommendation for another motion.
Well, we don't have to have all of the iterations of the motion and recount the discussion.
No, but I was just trying to clarify.
Okay. So, I'd like to. I'd like a clarification from Grace Aaron.
Okay. First of all, I believe that what Myla is saying is that this motion and the amendment can be placed as the first agenda item after the next agenda item, and resolve it as we do the agenda. However, if Janet, I would suggest that Janet make a separate motion if she wants to delete the last three items of the agenda, that be a separate motion to delete those three items. So we break up this motion into three parts. Number one is inviting the CFO and the auditor to the next audit committee meeting. That's the first point. The second point is to delete the three last items of the agenda. And the third point would be to have the next audit committee meeting be as soon as possible. So there's three elements to it. I think we should break those up, split those up, and put those each one on the agenda and approve the agenda and then discuss each one separately.
Janet, point of order.
What, Janet?
Again, we have a motion, my original motion, to postpone items 6, 7, and 8 to the next meeting. Then there was an amendment by Grace, amendment to that motion, to have the CFO and or auditor on the call of the next meeting, which would be March 29th.
Janet, would you suggest an order in which we just make some decisions here?
The way it works is somebody makes a motion. There's an amendment.
Janet, hold on a second.
Janet, hold on a second.
We're going around in circles, and I want to move forward. So I'd like to know what your suggestion is. We need to vote on these various motions.
Yes, now, and I'm trying to suggest.
Go ahead.
And I'm suggesting based on point of order. There was a motion, and there was an amendment, and then maybe there was a second amendment, but in any case. When the way it works is you vote on the last amendment and then the motion.
Okay. So the last amendment, and the last amendment, just for clarity, would you, Grace, be kind enough to reiterate the very last amendment upon which we will vote now?
Okay. I'm sorry to do this, but I just realized that we could meet on Friday, April 1st, which is a free meeting evening, if that's acceptable.
Appropriate date.
Listen, rather than voting on a specific date, I think that you should just make a general kind of motion about discussing the date.
Okay. So I'd like to move that my amendment is that this audit committee meets no later than 2 weeks from this evening, and that both the CFO and the auditor be invited to participate in that meeting.
Okay.
That's my amendment.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Secretary, would you please call the roll on this amendment to the agenda?
I'm sorry, Janet. Point of order.
What, Janet?
Is there any discussion on this first before a roll call?
Thank you, Janet. Sasha. On the
yes, Sasha. Sasha.
What happens if the CFO and the auditor can't come to that special meeting?
Listen, that's part of the discussion. We're just talking what? About adding it to the agenda.
No,
this is the prerogative of the chair. No. Sasha. I'm going to take the prerogative of the chair.
Wait a minute.
We'll have the discussion.
You don't know what you're doing. But what we're being discussed right now is the agenda.
Would you please
change the day?
Agenda. Not to add an item on the agenda called we're going to vote on whether we're going to vote on the agenda. This is ridiculous. You're going around in circles. This is not about adding an item to the agenda called we're going to vote on whether we're going to vote on the agenda. We are discussing the agenda now.
Excuse me, who's speaking right now?
Sasha.
Sasha, would you please change your tone?
No, I can't. I've been on this call for 1 hour now. We have a network that's going under financially, and 1 hour has been wasted with complete BS. And people who don't know what they're doing, it's so frustrating.
Point of information, Nancy?
Yes, Nancy.
I'm sorry I was late. I was calling the wrong number. Who is the chair pro tem?
This is Myla Reason from KPFK.
Thank you. And I have one more question.
Would you
please, whoever is speaking, do not speak at the same time because I cannot understand two people talking.
Thank you.
And I'm
okay.
Not the only one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. We're going to vote on amending the agenda. And we are going to begin with Grace Aaron's proposed amendment to the agenda, which would, and we're going to
point of
ask
order.
The secretary, who is this?
Janet.
Yes, Janet.
Grace Aaron's amendment was to the my motion to amend the agenda. So it's the amendment to the motion to amend.
Okay. Mr. Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Okay, this is to vote on whether to amend Janet Colburn's motion, which would delete items 6, 7, and 8 from the agenda.
Not delete, postpone.
Postpone, excuse me, you're right, postpone. Thank you very much. And then what this one would do would say that no later than 2 weeks from tonight, we would have a meeting, add to the agenda to discuss having a meeting no later than 2 weeks for tonight, from tonight, inviting the CFO and auditor. So it's to basically to invite the CFO and the auditor to a meeting no later than 2 weeks from tonight. As an amendment to Janet's. Okay. Sasha, turn.
No.
No. Janet Coburn.
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson, I don't think is here. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Jonathan Alexander.
Yes.
Yes. Dorothy Wright.
Yes.
Myla Reeson. I'll get a chair, so I could wait till later. Sorry. Wesley Bethune, I wasn't here earlier. Venetia Patel Adams wasn't here. Nancy Sybara Naratomi.
No.
No.
My vote is no.
Thank you. Deborah Shafto wasn't here. William Hairwagon votes no. Frank Lefevre wasn't here. Ron Pinchback wasn't here. Nancy Sorden.
No.
No. Okay, so we have four yes, four no. Chair, how would you like to vote?
Yes.
You'd like to vote, and your vote is?
I'm voting yes.
You're voting yes. So it's 5-4.
I'm sorry, who voted which way?
The yeses were Janet Coburn, Grace Aaron, Jonathan Alexander, Dorothy Wright, Myla Reeson. The noes were Sasha Frutron, Nancy Sybara Naratomi, William Hairwagon, Nancy Sorden.
And the count against Mr. Secretary?
5-4. Five yes, four no.
Okay, so we're going to amend the agenda. Do we have...
No, Janet.
That was to amend Janet Coburn's motion. Now we vote on Janet Coburn's motion as amended.
Okay.
Point of order, Nancy Sorden.
Yes, Nancy Sorden.
Please read.
Hello, I was on the call and I got bounced out somehow.
Welcome, Frank Lefevre.
Thank you.
This is Myla Reeson, and I'm Chair Pro Tem.
Right, I was listening, but I just suddenly got bounced out. You were calling the roll, before he got to my name.
Well, we're about to recognize the secretary who will read the motion before the committee.
Okay.
Okay, the motion as amended would be to postpone items 6, 7, and 8 from the current agenda, and to then have no later than 2 weeks from tonight another meeting which would invite the, this is to add to the agenda, to invite the CFO and the auditor.
Janet, correction, please.
Okay.
Yes, Janet.
It was a motion to postpone items 6, 7, and 8 to the next meeting.
Yes. Thank you.
Point of information, Nancy from KPFT.
Yes, Nancy.
Yes, should we allow Frank Lefevre to vote since he heard, but he could not be heard? I don't know if he was muted or what.
I am going to rule as the chair that yes, indeed, we will allow this member of the committee to vote.
I mean, on the last vote, he was hearing the roll call, but he could not respond.
I got three or four beeps and then got disconnected.
Are you asking whether we should allow William to weigh in on that last vote? Is that what
no,
you're
William.
Asking?
Frank Lefevre.
I mean, Frank Lefevre.
Yes.
I'd like to rule that in order, that we should also ask Frank Lefevre how he'd like to vote on the last last vote. which
this is
was
Janet. I challenged the ruling of the chair.
Okay, everyone who would uphold the let's have a roll call vote on whether or not to uphold the ruling of the chair. Mr. Secretary, would you call the roll? A yes vote would be upholding the ruling of the chair to allow Frank Lefevre to vote, and a no vote would be not to uphold the ruling of the chair and not allow Frank Lefevre to vote. Would you call the roll?
Okay. There's no discussion on this item? I don't remember. If you're supposed to have discussion
no,
on
the No, it's the ruling of the chair. There's no discussion. Let's
no discussion.
Just vote.
There is discussion.
What?
There is discussion on the challenge to the ruling of the chair.
Okay. Who wants to talk about? Is there any discussion?
Yeah, William.
Yes, William.
Since the vote was clearly over and he came on later, there's no reason to redo the vote.
Okay.
Janet? Well,
yes, Janet.
No, never mind. I won't. I agree with what William was saying.
Okay. Shall we proceed to the vote?
Okay.
On whether or not to uphold the ruling of the chair.
Okay.
Mr. Secretary.
Sasha Futron. Sasha, did you give up on us?
I passed. And I thought about it, yes, thank you, but passed.
You passed? Okay. Janet Coburn?
No.
No. Margie's not here. Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Yes. Jonathan Alexander?
Yes.
Yes. Dr. Reich?
Yes.
Yes. Wesley Bethune, I don't think is here. Venetia, I don't think is here. Nancy Saibara-Naratomi?
Yes.
Yes. Deborah Shafto, I don't think is here. William Hairwagon, I vote no. Frank Lefevre?
Yes.
Yes. Ron Pitchback, I don't think was here. Nancy Sorden.
Something later, I count.
Yes.
Nancy Sorden votes yes. Okay, and I missed Sasha. You passed.
Yes, so I'm going to abstain.
Abstain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the totals are, let's see, 6 yes, 2 no, 1 abstention. So that means we're going to modify the vote that we just made 10 minutes ago.
And just Frank allow Lefevre. Frank, just allow Mr. Lefevre to weigh in, please. Yes or no, Frank?
Right, we're going to amend the vote. We're going to change the vote.
No. We're just allowing him to vote. We're not going to take
right.
the whole roll
right.
again.
So that, right, so that changes the vote that we already completed.
Okay.
Frank Lefevre, how do you vote on the previous motion? That
okay, first of all, I need some clarification. The last I heard, it was amending the agenda and in a way that Grace Aaron supported. I know she voted yes. And am I correct about that?
Yes, yes. You are, Frank.
Okay. And it seems like a reasonable amendment to me, so I vote yes also.
Great. Okay, let's move on. Wonderful.
So that vote has changed to 6-4.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so shall we
now we need to vote,
we need to vote on approving the agenda as amended, is that correct?
No, we need to vote on Coburn's motion as amended.
Okay. Mr. Secretary, would you call the roll?
Mr. Secretary, would you read the motion that we're voting on?
Being that I'm going to go back later and hear it myself, and I've been corrected twice, but let me try. This is to postpone items 6, 7, and 8 from this draft agenda to the next meeting, and then the next meeting will be no later than 2 weeks from tonight, and we will invite the CFO and the auditor. That's to add this to the agenda.
And or auditor?
Not adding the
it doesn't say and. CFO and. I don't know if it's or.
I'm sorry, what are we adding to the agenda?
When we're discussing it, I imagine that should come up.
No.
Excuse me. We will discuss it. We will discuss it when the item comes up on the agenda. We're not going to be discussing it further now. We'll clarify and discuss it after we have approved the agenda.
Thank you. So now we're going to vote on this motion as amended. Adding to the agenda. Somebody looking?
Mr. Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Okay, so somebody should mute who's going for coffee or something. Sasha Futron.
No.
Janet Holdren.
Yes.
Margie's not here. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Jonathan Alexander.
Yes.
Dorothy Wright.
Yes.
Wesley Bethune, I don't think is here. Venetia Patel-Adams, I don't think is here. Nancy Sabara-Narotomi.
No.
No. Deborah Shapto, I don't think is here. William Hairwagon, no. Frank Lefevre. Frank Lefevre, don't hear you. Ron Pinchback, I don't think is here. Nancy Sorden.
No.
No. Frank Lefevre, don't hear you. The votes are 4 yes, 4 no.
What about your vote?
William Hairwagon voted already, and now it would be that if the chair could vote.
I'm going to vote yes.
Yes to the chair, so now that's 5-4. That motion is approved, so it's added as amended to the agenda.
Okay.
Point of information, Janet?
Yes, Janet.
So I wanted to know how the secretary voted, and also this is not added to the agenda. This is postponed items. Oh, added to the agenda approval, sorry. So how did the secretary vote on?
I already voted no. I don't know what this is about.
Okay, I just didn't hear it. Sorry.
Okay. Sasha for the stack?
Okay.
So I kept saying that we weren't voting on whether to add this to the agenda or not because this was a part of the agenda of this vote. And so you kept insisting that we were voting to put this on the agenda. So, Janet, I agree with you completely. This is crazy. But actually, we now have an agenda item called Let's Vote on This.
Janet, may I respond?
Okay, Janet.
What we are in the process of doing is approving the agenda.
That's correct.
And part of the agenda was this motion that just was approved to postpone items 6, 7, and 8, et cetera, what we just approved. So this item is, these three items are postponed to the next meeting. They are not on today's agenda. They are not going to be discussed because they've been postponed to the
Janet,
next agenda.
Janet, I'd like to clarify, because that's not my understanding. I believe that what we are now on is the what Grace proposed. The motion that Grace proposed was to put on the agenda the whether or not we would ask for a meeting ASAP with either the CFO or the auditor. And in lieu of, and then postpone these items.
Point of order.
Yeah. Point of order. No.
Did I misunderstand?
No.
I'm sorry.
This is Grace.
Yes, Grace.
The motion, Janet's motion, was to postpone the last three items on the agenda.
Right.
My amendment was to invite the CFO and the auditor to our next meeting, which will be held no later than 2 weeks from tonight.
Okay.
And Janet, I had a point of order. I had a point of order.
Can I be heard? Excuse me. Can I be heard?
Frank, we hear you, but I think the first thing is the point of order. Who's making a point of order?
Janet, and what Grace just said is correct.
Okay,
so
thank you. Thanks for the clarification.
Well, my point is, I was...
Wait, Frank, what do you have to say?
Well, I think it was a roll call called, and I tried to vote, and it didn't sound like my voice is getting through.
Did you have your phone muted?
Well, that's what I was trying to find out. I didn't mute myself.
Yeah, we were unable to hear you, Frank.
Because I kept asking, am I muted? Am I not? And
well, we were not able to hear your question about whether or not you were muted, Frank.
Well,
but we can hear you now.
Yeah, okay. So I take it you finished the roll call vote, in other words.